BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The head of the World Bank has described the coronavirus pandemic as a devastating blow for the world economy, which has affected the livelihoods of billions of people. David Malpass was speaking to the BBC.
The poor around the world are in an unequal situation. They're getting hit harder. People in the poorer countries being not only unemployed, but unable to get any work, even in the informal sector. And that's going to have consequences for a decade.
Mr. Malpass said lives and businesses could be helped if the right plans were put in place, such as debt relief for poorer countries. Malta has allowed four boats holding more than 400 migrants to dock after one group threatened to kidnap the crew of their vessel. It ends a standoff that has lasted more than a month. Here's our Europe regional editor, Mike Sanders.
The Maltese Prime Minister Robert Abela had barred all migrant boats during the coronavirus lockdown. He relented after dramatic developments aboard the Europa 2. 57 migrants had been held there since their rescue off Libya at the end of April. They'd tired of endlessly bobbing around on a vessel built for short tourist trips. Some stormed the kitchen, grabbed knives and threatened to set fire around a gas cylinder, Mr. Abela said. He lambasted his European Union partners for their inaction and said he'd hold France and Portugal to their pledges to take in migrants.
Afghanistan has recorded another 30 coronavirus deaths, its biggest daily rise, as the number of confirmed cases topped 20,000. The capital, Kabul, suffered its worst day, with a further 23 deaths. The city's governor warned that the actual number of infections there could be much higher than official figures showed. President Michel Aoun of Lebanon has called for national unity following tensions between supporters of rival sectarian factions in parts of Beirut. Mr. Aoun described what happened as a wake-up call. Gunfire was heard overnight in some suburbs. There was also tension in a shared Christian Shia Muslim neighbourhood that's associated with the start of Lebanon's civil war in the 1970s. Reports from South Africa say the lifting last week of an alcohol ban imposed to stop the spread of the coronavirus has led to a sharp rise in trauma admissions at hospitals. A specialist at a hospital in Durban told South Africa's Sunday Times newspaper that there have been many more stabbings, accidents and assaults linked to the resumption of alcohol sales. BBC News.